Hello, what's going on? You're welcome to the Vibes and Kili Willy podcast, where you get to listen to the crazy random ramblings that goes on in the head of a medical student, and also interesting conversations I have with even more interesting people. This podcast is about fun stories, funny opinions, and even funnier experiences. So don't take anything you hear from here on out too personal. Because after all, it's all Vibes and Kili Willy. I'm showing Osas a picture right now. It will be quoted in the Vibes and Kili Willy Twitter handle. You can go and check it out.
But is that a snake?
Yes.
Ah, she's naked.
It's...
Yeah, those actual snakes on her.
This is her graduation picture.
What?
Yes. Someone posted, like, she was legit naked on campus. Like, this is her grad picture. Masters. Completely naked.
Yeah, but her body is nice now. What's your point? I feel like, nah, there's a time and a place. Yeah,
come on. This is poisons of social media. Like, why?
Yeah, this is not
so distasteful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not illegal.
Like,
but
she's completely naked. I don't actual snakes in her.
No, it's like there are some weaves and everything. She was doing some sort of Medusa type of.
I don't agree with this type.
Apparently, this girl came on Instagram live yesterday and was insulting everybody.
Why?
And I was talking about her. Like,
obviously, if you post something like this, people are going to.
Hey, you broke bitches. You broke bitches. Get off my life, ho. I was like,
the broke hoes should not comment then.
I was like, okay.
See, at the end of the day, she posted these pictures. She did this thing because she felt good about her body. She posted these pictures because she felt good about her body. And I feel like she shouldn't be upset. The issue is now getting upset when people don't agree with what you are saying and what you have done. So yeah, at the end of the day, she posted this and there are people who are going to have opinions. People are going to have strong opinions. And at the end of the day, if you are bold enough to post it to your chest, you should also be bold enough to receive whatever comes with it.
You see how this ties back to the little thing?
With your chest. It's not the little thing. How is it the little thing? Complete
you see,
difference.
You see, she did post it on her own page. But honestly, look at this.
That one is them.
Like, in front of the school statue and everything.
If somebody walked up to her and said whatever nasty thing they were going to type to her face, I'm pretty sure they won't have done that. And if they did that and they got a slap in the face, they would have never taken like that. But the thing is, the fact that you are behind the screen typing these horrible things doesn't make it
like,
okay.
I mean, I'm not for online bullying. I'm just like, I think I saw this tweet, this, and I just tweeted like, why?
Yeah, like it's just like that's a graduation, and she didn't even spell the E right.
You get it? The master's in education too.
Because like, no matter, unless she's trying to like. She just got the degree for getting it sake, and she plans to live her life on social media, like, and make a career out of that. I can understand.
She wants to be a rapper or something like
it's
that.
Post then, do that. But then you've gotten this degree with the intention of coming to work in a space, like in a corporate space. I don't see how this is going to fly.
She said she has always been. Just according to her, says she has always been comfortable.
With her body.
And she has always been dressed provocative. It's fine. People always underestimate her. So she's using this to make a statement that please be like, you can be comfortable in your body and you have to defy social norms or something. I'm paraphrasing, but like with some
do you sis
like that.
Do you? I mean, I wouldn't, but you do you.
It's not it. If you want to know the picture we're talking about, quickly just go to the Vibes and Kili Willy page on Twitter. It has been quoted on it, so give your thoughts, your comments on what we are talking about. Like I saw this, I was like, why?
If it was even a birthday photo shoot, I can't even understand. It's her birthday suit. This is graduation. People's families are there. There are going to be kids there. I mean, like, when is this enough? This isn't decent in any way.
Hypersexuality in social media these days. What do you think of that? Because I think, like, right now, like, the push.
I feel like so many things are sexualized that really should not be.
Right now, it's like.
Everybody needs Jesus. That's what I have to say. Because at this point, God should just come. Because what is it?
The dresses that people are wearing, like, people are basically just putting their bodies out there. I'm like, why?
So you see someone wearing an outfit that is held together by one tiny string. That if you just snaps now, that's the end.
I understand that. You see, I'm not saying you can't wear it too.
So you wear it.
Wear it around where you're wearing it to. Wear it if you want to wear it. But putting it online is like, I don't know.
No, see, at this point, you can never really understand human beings and why they do the things that they do. So,
like, you're putting this online for what? For adoration?
Even when I say these things, yeah, like, my issue is not even with the person that's supposed to. My issue is always with the people that comment. Why didn't you stay at home? Sister knew when she wore the clothes she wasn't going to stay at home. She posted the question, let people to see it. If it's not your cup of tea, don't say anything. Just keep it moving. Like, you must not really comment or react. I feel like that's another thing. Social people want to react to everything. Like, rather than your regular boy on Twitter. That boy kills me.
That guy is not a troll.
At some point, he trolls sometimes. He has followers, though. He has people that are following him. My own is in.
For what sense do you? What is
everything he says is trash. I'm sorry to say, but he's just, it's like, is this really how he thinks? Number one, number two, I feel like he feels the need to react to everything, and in life you don't have to trick your mouth where it doesn't belong.
That's why I think that guy is a troll. I don't think he's a real person. I don't think he's
person. He's a real person. No,
I know he's a real person, but I don't think he's like,
that's how he is in real life.
Like, his actual mind is looking for every single Twitter trend, like, to reply to every.
I don't know. I see him almost under every tweet. Even on Instagram. I feel like with the following and the community that he has amassed for himself at this point, it's possible that that's all he does. It's just like, at what point do you keep quiet? You
know? I think it's a troll now where he's just doing it just for doing, because
just for
people expect him to do it. So when something is even trend, when something starts to trend, or starting to have like traction and everything, people start tagging him to come out.
But I feel like that's what actually happens now.
I think I looked at it and one day I read one of his replies. It was during the lockdown and everything. I read one of his, like, this guy's not real. Like, he's not this is not a real person. Like, this line of thought, it's not real. This is clearly to get a reaction out of you. Like,
it's possible, yeah.
It's just clearly to rouse a reaction. And I looked at it and I'm like, I really don't know why people were falling for it.
I think what that killed me, his comments, was when this lady died, Ada Ame. Uh-huh. And you know, Empress Njama was like her best friend. So I think Instablog Ninja carried this post, like a video of her at the kind of wakekeeping that they did when she was crying and everything. And people, like, in the comments were sympathizing, and you know, everybody was typing RIP and being all sad. Baba comes and is like, oh, this is really sad. But then the person that has died is just dead, so what's the point? And I'm like,
who's. It's not a real person. Like, it's not. That's not how. No, it's.
That's not how people think.
It's clearly to browse, like, to incite the reaction or something like that. It's not. It's clearly to get engagement.
Actually,
you get it. It's clearly to get engagement. It's not for.
No, obviously, there were reactions.
That was the whole point.
It's crazy.
Because it's a very mean thing to say when someone's best friend dies and the person is mourning them, and then you I really don't take him seriously, so every time I see people react, I'm like, why? How does this guy keep getting you every
single time?
Every single time, why? What is it about him that just fascinates people?
Ha. Sorry to take us back. Mm-hmm. Back to the fat phobia thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think this week we were at Chenad. Mm-hmm. And then the TV was on, and then this it was a talk show, and then I think Ghanaians, and then the guy, I think the gist of it was that if you let yourself go and your husband cheats on you, then that's your problem. And then the guest was a lady who was obviously on the defense, like, you can't say something like that, blah blah blah. So I think he made a statement where, okay, you've had kids. You see, you met me when I was slim. I've had your kids. Mm-hmm. And I tried to lose weight. I didn't know it was not. Or maybe I didn't even try to lose weight. Just I've had your kids now. So I've bagged you. Mm-hmm. So he's like, he has license to cheat because you're not making effort anymore. And she's like, what if I have tried losing the weight? I've been wearing waist trainers and everything. It's not working.
Waist trainers don't work.
It's not working.
Public service announcement. Uh-huh. Waist trainers don't work.
I've tried to gym. That how can you still cheat and say that blah, blah blah. So what's your view
on
tying it back to the whole fat phobia thing?
First of all, fat phobia is very ridiculous. It's a very, like, the whole concept of it right now, mm-hmm. the way it is being used, especially on TikTok, is very stupid. Mm-hmm. Very stupid. That's just by the way. But circling back to that scenario, you really just have to have in every marriage understanding. You know.
Get what you're saying.
So I think that emotion, if you want to have that, you should definitely have the money for lifestyle. But if you can't be broke ass or barely getting by and try to tell me that you want to have three bitches on this side.
For you, one single man.
And get it. Or you want to have what are you talking about?
Okay. Would you date a fat person? And no, your next question cannot be how fat is she?
It really depends
on what? How fat is so fat? I don't say Lizzo.
I need to be able to carry you.
And if you're not, it's a deal breaker. Wow. No, at least you're
honest.
I need,
that's what I'm thinking. I can't carry you.
Okay. You know what? It's good you're honest and that's your cup of tea. But my issue is when you know you don't like fat people, yet you go for a fat person and then you now go and be forcing the babe to lose weight. That thing pisses me off more than anything. Or you now start making derogatory remarks about her body and things. But it's like, okay, so if you knew that's not what you're interested in, why did you approach me in the first place? I find it very upsetting. Nobody deserves to go through that.
I think, yeah, when you try to manipulate.
Yes.
When you try to manipulate
and
somebody.
Break the person's self-esteem. Yeah, that's not down. That's not cool. That's not cool. People are evil. That's everybody should, you know. I feel like if people were more honest about, you know, these things and were honest with themselves, save a lot of people heartache. And it's just,
we definitely have a terrible food culture these days. We don't understand the food we are eating, and people don't have good relationship with food.
True.
And we are eating a lot of crap now. The junk food is way too accessible now.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you turn. Eating healthy is a whole lot harder now. You get it? And even if you're trying to eat meat and things like that, so like already treated with hormones and things like that. It's we are eating a lot of junk. That much is true.
Something must kill a man.
Something must kill a man. Might as well be food.
Food is bail.
Might as well be good food. Might as well be good food. Okay. Have you heard of vaping?
What?
Vaping.
What's vaping? I've not heard of it. Please don't come and spoil me on this podcast. What's vaping?
Jesus. Basically putting their fingers in to the vagina, up to their cervix, the upper vagina.
It's what the women are doing it to themselves.
Women are doing it to themselves.
Why? Yes.
And the secretions they then using it as well.
Oh my god, ew.
So apparently it's supposed to
attract the men.
Pheromones.
Gross. Are you kidding? Why? Even when we're learning about family planning and they were if you have an IUD, you have to check for your string. I was even as those of us that cannot check for it, what should happen? They said, tell your husband to check for it. Much less all the way to the cervix.
So you have to go inside, vaginal secretions and everything.
Ew, why? That's just nasty. I beg. I don't want to hear it.
You see where you put your perfume and everything, so yeah. But people are legit doing it and claiming that it's working.
That's so nasty.
It's attractive.
Oh my god,
natural.
You don't want you to be attracted to me like that. What is that?
It's natural.
That's just wrong, Abeg. Why is it right?
Why is it wrong?
No, ew. It's okay, it's not my cup of tea.
That's your
list. Good for people that are doing it, but near the cervix is.
No, but people, like, it's basically just like put your hand, just like get take your vaginal secretions and like rub it.
After having your bath, or
I should hope so.
Oh, you're ready to go out.
I should hope it's after having your bath, because it would not make sense.
I mean, we know people are bathing once in 10 days nowadays. So,
well, I mean, white people will be doing shit. So,
that's why people are doing it. I'm surprised.
I mean, this, you do know it's a white people shit, but of course, like
even hey, there was this whole conversation about people not bathing at night and wearing outside clothes like on the bed. As simply just come home with the outside clothes and just sleep like that. And it was this whole thing about so if I don't have your bath at night. It was this whole conversation. And so many people were like in support of it. Hey, why should I have my bath in the night if I'm just going to get up in the morning and shower? That's for the ones that do shower in the morning. And it's like, how is this even the topic of conversation?
Oh, outside clothes. I've slept in my outside clothes before.
I can understand if you're so tired, but like, first thing you come back from work, let's say you wear your scrubs now, you just come home straight on the bed, and it's a daily occurrence. You do it every day.
Every day.
Every blessed day.
I come and fall asleep.
You just, let's say you don't fall. Let's say you just come and like how we're chilling now. Let's say, imagine I was in scrubs.
And since morning.
Since morning. Since, and you sleep since like 12 hours ago.
Like, and you sleep like that.
I won't change.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Some people don't take off their shoes. They just. There's some things in this life that I can never comprehend. That's all of them. Mad stuff. Couldn't be me though.
Couldn't be me that I don't get it.
Wow, Babil. I never heard of it too. Yes. I have to figure out how to unhear it because
we have to research more into it.
No, why? Why?
We can
pheromones. Yes, are we animal? Are we
yes. Yeah, natural pheromones.
What is that?
How do you go like this? You have to attract me.
I don't want to attract me like that, to beg. Wow.
Like, I perceive you.
I perceive you from a mile away.
I just
and I knew it was you.
And I said, ah, oh God, that's my wife.
Wow. Mm. I like to smell edible, but not like that, I beg.
Explanation please for our listeners that are using Lexa edible.
So when I'm looking for a perfume, there are certain notes I look for in the perfume. So vanilla, amber, cherries, you know, bergamot. Like there's this
Burger King.
Bergamot. What's like that? It's a perfume. Let me Google what exactly bergamot is.
Because me, I don't. Okay. I'm a village boy, is Kakra.
Bergamot is like an orange. Yes, it's a fragrant citrus fruit.
Bergamot.
So I like to smell like Charlie vanilla. Vanilla is my favorite scent. If you're getting a perfume, it has to have a vanilla base note. Like base notes being that when the top and the middle notes have evaporated, that's what you're smelling. I smell like cake or ice cream. There's this perfume I want to buy. It's called a whiff of waffle cone. It smells like ice cream. So I like to smell edible.
Smell like
ice cream. Yes, and scents like that, you call them gourmand scents because they like remind you of food. That's how I like to smell. I like to smell edible. So like when I'm layering perfumes, there's always has to be something that has vanilla or any of these fruits and
so that's not smell edible so you can
eat. Yes. So like I want you to smell me and like or just you know, want to lick me and you want to
lick me. I want to
yes. Okay, I want to smell like cake. I want to give up that one for pheromones.
Pheromones, natural pheromones, your own pheromones.
Please, I beg, let's hear what.
Your pheromones, your particular pheromones.
No, thank you. That's what they were doing in the days of Homo habilis and the rest, and I'll come and do some here. No, please.
It's working, you don't want to
be. I don't want it like that.
Your thoughts on African reality TV shows? Let's skip last one.
Well, to be honest, I haven't watched, like, the more recent ones, the Real Housewives.
Just previous,
in general.
Like former BBNs, the
I used to prefer BB Africa.
Okay.
When it was like all the African countries. Now that it's just Nigeria. I mean, to be honest, it's not really my. I think the thing about Big Brother is, you know, it's live, so a lot of things are happening. It's unscripted, I guess, to an extent. I don't even know if it's scripted, but it seems unscripted, so things are happening in real time. Reality shows, most of them have gone through several edits, and you know, there's most likely usually a script for drama and ratings. And we have nothing against it, my issue, because I love reality TV. I like watching actually black reality TV. I love watching all my hip hop and the rest. But my thing is,
watching women destroy themselves.
They don't even do a of that on Love and Hip Hop. It's Real Housewives that they do all of that, and I don't watch Real Housewives. So my issue is, it's just like when you watch all these reality, like what is that one that this lady is on? Anita Idibia. What's her own again? You know, on Netflix. Young Rich and African.
Young Rich and African.
When you now see them, I find it hard to believe that that's how they act in real life. It just doesn't seem genuine.
Yeah,
it doesn't seem real.
African reality shows.
Yes, it seems like they are trying to do what the black Americans are doing. And it's very ingenuine to who you are. And it's evident for anybody watching to see. So it's like...
Your accent is usually not accenting.
That's another thing. If you want to pick out a Nigerian, you can pick out a Ghanaian accent. You can pick out a British accent or an Italian accent. But in a Nigerian accent, you hear different versions of things mixed together and that's what it's sounding. Only on some certain words you hear, you know that this person is Nigerian. So my thing is, if you want to, I have nothing wrong with reality TV. There's an audience for it, but like, at least try to be authentic to who you are, and don't try to mimic what you see or what you think people want to see. I feel like it's insulting to you as a person and to your culture, and you know, like, portray who you are and be proud of who you are. Like, there's no need to manufacture accents or manufacture lifestyles that you know are fake.
I remember when I was watching the first time I watched the Blood Sisters, mm-hmm. and I heard Nancy Simet speak pidgin, I was shocked.
Wow,
because now I had never heard that. Like, I was like, this girl is Nigerian, like, she's actually Nigerian, because all the other things I've been seeing her on, there's always been this accent. Oh, hi. Oh, I genuinely thought that was how she spoke.
When she does her talk show and her things, her other movies, that's how she speaks. So maybe she has, like, I know there is this actress, I can't remember her name now, when they did Desperate Housewives Africa on Ebony Life that time, did you used to watch it? This particular actress, I can't remember her name, I think I'll think about it. She said that she didn't, she hadn't been abroad. She has an accent. She said, but she willed herself to like speak in that manner and to speak properly. And I have nothing wrong with that, because for years that's been how she's speaking. And that's like, you know, you wanted to sound different and that was what you did. Cool. But not the one that 1 minute or in this scene you are speaking this way, in that scene you're speaking an entirely different way. And it's so, everybody knows it's so not genuine and so inauthentic. Like, you know, like, it gets tiring to keep up with anything that you're doing after that. Real Housewives of Lagos, I wish I watched it because there was so much drama surrounding it, but I didn't, so I can't really speak on it. But yeah, I just feel like everybody should just, you know, there's an audience for reality TV, but be you. You get that's what makes you stand out, if you are who you are, no strings attached.
But like, I remember, was it like two seasons ago, I think the first week, I think I was like, I watched like 30 minutes. I think like the first week or one. It was one of the first 2 days or so. Someone was watching and I just started and I was just watching 30. And everybody had an accent.
Oh yeah.
When they enter the house, like everybody has an accent. Check in 3 weeks later, they start speaking like human beings.
Yeah. Apparently this year's Big Brother is Gen Z's are full over. Feel the whole place.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
Love it.
Oh wow. Ah, that was fun. So thank you very much for doing this podcast. This was just a regular conversation that we had, and it was just it wasn't even like anything. We're just talking about different things, and on this podcast it's really about interesting people and talking about more interesting things. But at the end of the day, don't take anything you hear here too seriously. After all, it's all what?
Vibes and Killing Me.
So Vibes and Killing Me. Thank you very much, Usas.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you. I love you. I'm going to say this too. Everybody would know. And keep being amazing.
Keep being amazing. Keep doing this.
Thank you very much. So this has been another episode of the Vibes and Killing Me podcast. Kindly tune in for the next episode. This has been another episode of the Vibes and Killy Willy podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and can enjoy tuning in again for another episode. Bye.